RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our roaming correspondents are Alexandra and Jeremy of VandyVagabonds.com. Alexandra and Jeremy are full-time RVers who most recently called East Nashville home. Alexandra is a third culture kid, born and raised overseas. Jeremy is a Midwestern guy who grew up in his grandparents' Winnebago Chieftain. They traded in their sticks and bricks for a 30-foot Class B-plus Nexus Viper motorhome, and with their two dogs in tow, hit the road on a journey of discovery, creating great experiences and doing great things.
Hello, Jeremy and Alexandra.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, as always.
Thanks so much.
Last time on episode number 19, you took us to Bear Creek RV Park and Campground in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, this week, you're taking us somewhere else in North Carolina, right?
We sure are. We're staying in the fine state of North Carolina, but heading just a bit east to the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort.
Awesome. Now, before we dive into your review of the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort, we want to thank Progressive Insurance, our sponsor of Campground of the Week, and to let you know that you can get the perfect amount of coverage wherever you roam around the United States with Progressive Insurance. They have packages available for seasonal use and for full-timers. Jeremy and Alexandra say you can call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or you can visit progressive.com/RV today for more information. Now, tell us, where is the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort located in the great state of North Carolina?
So if we start at Asheville, you're going to head east about an hour to an hour and a half and then drop down south about 1/2 hour. That puts you almost to Charlotte, North Carolina. And it is located on the inland sea. There is a lake there called Lake Norman, and this thing is huge. Alexandra and I actually used to live near Lake Norman in a small town called Cornelius, and the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort is just on the other side, the western side of that lake. And just so you know how big this thing is, it has 520 miles of coastline. It's huge.
Is it a man-made lake?
It is a man-made lake. Duke Energy created the lake as part of some of their North Carolina energy work, and has a huge dam and a nuclear power facility on the lake itself.
Yeah, and the project ran from 1959 to 1964, so the lake's been around for quite a while.
So is this a big resort area for people in North Carolina?
It is. There are mostly lakeside properties are homes, not so much condos or rentals for vacationers. But the folks that do live on the coastline do often rent out their houses to people, independently. But it is a very popular place, especially during the summer. Lots of pontoons out on the water. It's also a little bit of a college town area. So there's lots of college students that like to hang out on the lake as well on the weekends and have fun like that.
All right. So is this a public or a private campground?
This is a private campground. They actually have no membership discounts or memberships themselves. So you're paying for your spot, but it's a great space.
It's almost downright arrogant. No 10% discounts?
I know. How could they?
Are they just that good?
Well, when you hear more about what the campground's like, I think you might agree.
All right. Well, what are we paying then if we're not getting a discount?
So you're going to look at off-season rates around $50 to $70 and in-season rates around $55 to $75.
And a lot of spots. Can I book this easy? Or is this one of those places, like it sounds, that I may be looking at a year in advance?
I definitely would look a year in advance in the summer. One tricky thing about this campground is that they do have spots that they essentially sell to people with RVs. So some of the spots that were there were already taken, and individuals had their RVs kept there almost year round. And some of them were actually even building permanent structures. There's a row of sites that are literally on the lakefront, and the folks that own those sites built stairs down to a little dock area on the water. So you are competing for a smaller number of spaces that are available for folks like us who just go and stay for a couple days or a couple weeks. But they do book online. So that's easy. You know, you don't have to worry about calling at a certain time, worrying about time changes. If you're up late, you can go ahead and use their website and book online. And that's what we did. And it worked out really well for us.
So how was the dynamic? You're mentioning, you know, seasonals and also a lot of people that owned their own sites, which, you know, we know that it's not totally common, but quite a few campgrounds have that. What was the dynamic between you and them? Did you feel comfortable or did you sort of feel like an outsider in like an inclusive club, you know?
We felt very comfortable. In our travels, our dogs bring us together, and a lot of the full-time people that were living there with a owned spot also had animals. So we'd either meet at the dog park or meet out walking. Everyone that we did pass invited us to sit and talk for a while. There's a third group of people there that we should point out, and those are contractors for Duke Energy. There are three levels at this campground in terms of geographical structure, the way it's laid out. The top level had several long-term campers in fifth wheels who were actually contractors working for the energy companies in North Carolina.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Such an interesting mix.
It's like you
people.
Get a little town almost feel.
Absolutely, yes. You sort of have like the little ritzy people down on the waterfront. And then you have us folks. We were on the top tier with the contractors over at Duke Energy. So, you know, we were roughing it. Yeah. But the dynamic was great. I mean, like Jeremy said, we did talk to folks that were there. I, in fact, made a really dear friend of an older woman who was in the laundry room with me. We were waiting for all our laundry to get done, and she was really friendly and sharing all sorts of tips about what to do in the area and sharing about her and her husband's journey in their RV. So we felt really welcome. We didn't feel like there was too much of a divide between the permanent folks who own their spots and the contractors and us.
Alexandra, do you often make friends in the laundry room?
Depends on the laundry room. I've been in some of them where you really can't fit more than one person at a time. But I'm quite notorious for that.
All right, so you've got a nice range, an interesting mix of friendly people. How about amenities? What does the campground offer in terms of pools, playgrounds, all of that stuff?
Well, one thing I do want to start off with is just thanking the staff. They were excellent. It was a husband and wife camp host duo. They lived on property. They meet you at the gate. They lead you to your campsite. It was raining, pouring when we showed up, and the camp host took the time to drive the golf cart to meet us, led us to our spot, got out in the rain, helped us back in, even helped me take the bikes off the back of the Viper, off good old Velma, to make sure that we could fit in the spot, and made sure everything was hooked up and working before they went back to their home office. So it was, first and foremost, a wonderful welcome, and I think that in and of itself is a great amenity for this campground.
Good point. I mean, that sounds like a very high level of service. So what else did they offer in terms of amenities?
Well, they do, since they are on the lake, they're taking good advantage of that. And they have their own pontoons that they will rent out to people who are renting spaces at their motor coach campground, which is a high recommendation. We definitely think that if you're there and the weather's good, get out on that lake. It's beautiful. Like Jeremy mentioned, there's a dog park. we've sort of seen the gamut of dog parks from a fenced in piece of dirt, like pretty much dirt and no grass, to, you know, luxurious dog parks that are full of grass and plenty of space to run. This was definitely on the higher end of a dog park. It didn't have any, you know, obstacle course fun toys or games for the dogs to do, but it was a very secure fence, a large property, lots and lots of grass. And I didn't, like Jeremy said, there were other folks there with dogs, but I never had to worry about accessing the dog park and fighting for space. Our dogs are great people dogs, but they're not well known for being friendly with other dogs. So we kind of have to get dog parks private to ourselves. But also while we were there, they were finishing up building a little snack shack. They have a space with a counter and bar stools that's almost right on the waterfront. And during the summer, they'll be offering, you know, burgers, fries, frozen drinks, and all that kind of stuff. So that looks like something that'll be a great perk for the summertime too.
Were there any organized activities here, or are you on your own to just enjoy the lakefront culture?
They have a few organized activities, though they're not published in a calendar and they're not necessarily recurrent like several other campgrounds that we've been to. The real advantage here is that you are on the lake. And when you're up near Lake Norman, you're there to take advantage of whether it be pontooning, as Alexandra said, just being out on the water and floating, or even fishing. Really good striped bass fishing there in the area.
Now, would they help you clean your fish if you caught it?
You know, funny you should say that they actually will. And where their pontoons load in, they have a wonderfully long dock that had water and everything down by the dock. So that option is available to you.
Good, because I think it's an important amenity to have if you have fishing.
Right.
I like catching fish and I like eating fish, but the whole cleaning them in between has to be done by someone else.
Right.
I have to ask, is the park kid friendly, or did it seem maybe more of a place for couples?
I wouldn't say it wouldn't be necessarily kid friendly, but I do think the audience that was there, the crowd that was there, didn't really have kids. There were some, I think there were some young kids with the contracting folks, if I remember correctly. They were middle school, high school age, but you know, they're in a sort of a different situation because they're going to school or being homeschooled while they're there. So I wouldn't say it's necessarily a bad place for you to go if you have kids, but it definitely doesn't cater to them. You know, there's no playground, no scheduled activities for kids to do. So you kind of have to take it upon yourself to make sure you've got plans.
Okay. So we have, you already, I can kind of picture the campground in my mind now. You talked about three like tiered layers of the campground all facing out to the lake. Let's zoom in a little more on these sites. Tell us all about the sites, maybe which ones you think are the best, which ones we should go for, avoid, you know, all that information.
Well, the sites are all tiered, like you mentioned. The sort of lower end of the rates are the sites that are on the top tiers. So when you enter into the park, into the campground, the top tiers are right there, and then you have to drive down to access the tiers that are closer to the lake. All of the spots were all paved and they were all level. So there wasn't really an issue or a struggle with having to make sure that you picked a site that would accommodate your leveling and being able to put your slides out. We stayed in site 46, which, like we said, was sort of the cheap seats, but we lucked out into getting a spot that backed into a lake view. And the way our RV is situated, the window from our bedroom is what looks out the back. So we could wake up in the morning and see the lake, which was fantastic. Spots 1 through 12 are sort of the premium spots, and they are down front. If there are any sites available that aren't permanently taken up yet between sites 1 and 7, those are highly recommended. But I would say that if you get spots 18 through 27 or 38 through 47, those are the tiers where you will back out. You know, the back of your motorhome will look out over the lake. And you've got a small space by your site to be able to sit out chairs and sit out under your awning and enjoy the weather and being outside. So sites 18 through 27 and 38 through 47 are the tiers and the rows that will give you the lake site view.
All right, great. Those are some really great insider details right there. Do you have any other inside details that might help our listeners make a great choice about visiting this campground?
I do have another one, and it does have to do with sites again. If you're on that very top tier, you have to walk all the way through the campground, all the way down a fairly steep hill to get to the facilities. If you're on the second tier, there's actually a stairway that cuts that trip into seconds, which is wonderful, particularly for those nights where you may not have cooked your fish all the way through. So if you look at the second tier of this campground, furthest from the entry gate, that's going to position you near the stairwell that will save you time not just to get to the facilities, but also to the snack shack and the large bar that Alexandra mentioned earlier.
If you have limited mobility with that third tier, is it steep enough that that might be a problem for somebody?
It is. Very good point. We would not recommend being on the third tier if you have limited mobility.
And I don't know if you had this planned already, but what can you tell us about the Wi-Fi on the tiers?
Yeah, Wi-Fi was a non-issue for us at this campground. We were able to get on, check email, stream video, no hiccups at all.
Streaming and video, that's good campground Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna have to take it back to the bathroom, guys.
Of course you are.
I'm just gonna have to do it. I'm
you
gonna
took
put
us to the laundry room. Take
right?
us to the bathroom.
You got to cover all the bases. This motor coach campground resort had the most luxurious bathrooms you could ever imagine for a campground resort. The downside is that there were only two shower bathroom stalls, one for each gender. So there's one for women and one for men. But the benefit that you get is you get an entire room that you can lock the door behind you, and you have your toilet, you have your sink, and you have a shower. It's tiled, you know, it has the heating fan, so it keeps you warm while you're showering and getting ready and getting dressed. The shower was fantastic. It's wheelchair accessible. It has the bars and the drop down bench, so you can sit down if you need to. It has a handheld shower head. It was definitely a place where, I am sorry, Earth, but I took 30 minute showers. It was just fantastic. It made up completely for our having to shower at some less than I don't know, approachable and appealing campground bathrooms at some of the state parks we've been to.
Did you just apologize to the planet?
Did I
catch
that? Tasting water. I felt a little guilty, but you know what? It was just a couple showers, so I feel like it sort of evened out with my Navy showers that I had done, you know, in the weeks prior. I think I sort of balanced out my debt to the planet.
It was a splurge. I'm going to send you and Kerry Cox on like a campground bathroom road trip, and you guys are just going to like go and do like bathroom visits in campgrounds across the country.
And
I love your
sequel laundry rooms.
Oh yes, I will do for the benefit of the people. I will do it.
Love it. All right. Anything else before we dish on the Nobody's Perfect?
You know, I had to pull up a picture of the bathroom again. Alexander nailed it. I remember I went and was mad because the nice bathroom door was locked, so I thought I'd have to suffer, and I opened the door next to it, and it was just as beautiful. Stalls only, no showers. But again, you could just spend all your time in there if you needed to. It was just a really great surprise after some of the campgrounds that we've been to.
So are you saying that you have a picture of the bathroom?
I have a picture of the bathroom.
We'll forward it along to us. We'll put it in the show notes. Everybody can go over and look at the picture of the bathroom.
Excellent. I'm so glad that this is going to be shared with the greater public.
Absolutely.
People are fascinated with campground bathrooms. It's not just you.
Okay, good.
People really do want to know, are the bathrooms clean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what about Nobody's Perfect here? I mean, this place, it sounds really good, but what could be improved within reason?
It's a little hard to say within reason because of the way things are situated already. I just noticing how many spots were already taken up by folks that were that owned their space, and then the spots that were taken up by the long-term contractors, it really sort of left a small amount of spaces available for folks like us that are just there for a couple days or a couple weeks. So it's sort of a little sad to know that access to the lake and being able to be in a site in your RV on the lake at Lake Norman might be difficult to do because of the limited sites available for, you know, us travelers.
I think it's really within reason to bring that up, and I'm glad you did bring it up, because Stephanie and I have had that same experience where you go to a campground, however nice, that has a lot of seasonals. You often do feel like, as the transient visitor, that you're being kind of squeezed into some small pocket of the campground, or you're not getting the best sites, because they usually do give the best sites to the seasonals. So I think that's a very reasonable thing to mention, and obviously they have to make a decision based on their business model. But sure. I would have felt the same way, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You at least want to see those sites and say, oh, next time we come back, we're going to stay there, right?
Right, right. To know that you have that option.
Yeah, that it's not out of your reach.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that great review of the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort in Lake Norman, North Carolina. We are going to be back in a minute, and we are going to hear about all of the great activities and attractions near Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort. Stay tuned. Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Jeremy and Alexandra from the Vandy Vagabonds, and you can find them at vandyvagabonds.com. And they just gave us a great review of the Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort in Lake Norman, North Carolina. Now they're going to tell us about some cool things to do in the area. Get us started, guys. What do we want to see and do first?
So one of the things about North Carolina is that it's the home of NASCAR racing. And Alexandra and I, now that you've gotten to know us, hopefully, aren't necessarily the kind of people that you would see lining the stands at a race.
Not your thing.
Not our thing.
You're rodeo people. I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. There are several race shops around the Lake Norman area, and these are places that you as a fan or you as someone just interested in the business of racing can go and see how the cars are put together. You can see how the drivers train. You can see kind of the business of NASCAR and all of the money and complexity behind what is four left turns for a given duration. It's amazing.
So you guys get all meta about NASCAR.
So meta about NASCAR. But let me give you an example. So Joe Gibbs Racing is right there in Huntersville, which is just on the south end of Lake Norman, probably a 15-minute ride from the campground. And you walk in, and you are led into this large room. Imagine 2 football fields worth of a room lined in imported Italian marble that has been leveled with a laser to a minute plus or minus, because it's that amount of specificity required to level the cars that then go out on the tracks. Just amazing little pieces like that that you would not connect necessarily to NASCAR racing.
Now, is there some sort of, you know, like self-guided tour? Are there people there that give you that information? Because for me, like, I would need somebody to bring all of this alive for me and not just try to look at like a car, you know, and know any of this.
There are several of these just in the Charlotte Lake Norman area. I mean, 30 plus race shops there. And each one of them is trying to kind of one up the other. So you'll hear some pretty common NASCAR names like Michael Waltrip. I already mentioned Joe Gibbs. You'll hear Darrell Waltrip. You know, all of the racers have their shops just in this localized area. So if you are around Charlotte, it's definitely worth taking a look at.
And there are companies that have sprouted up that do coordinate their own tours. So you can sign up for a tour package and they'll take you to different of these racing companies. It might include tickets to a race at Lowe's Motor Speedway, but there's also NASCAR Speed Park and Family Fun Center. So there's ways that you can engage with the NASCAR experience on all ends of the spectrum, from a simple visit to, you know, maybe box seats or whatever the equivalent would be at the Lowe's Motor Speedway. But there's also ways that you can get the kids involved and have fun learning and having fun too.
So if you were a big NASCAR fan, you could make a week's vacation out of staying at this place.
Easily. And if you hit a race weekend, you could even stay longer. The place goes crazy when it's a race weekend. Traffic, already a challenge for the Charlotte area, increases exponentially. There are activities both before and after any of the major races. You could certainly make a week out of it.
Right. So an event weekend like that can be a pro or a con, depending on whether you want to be involved in that kind of event. So if you are not looking for a busy, crazy NASCAR weekend, you probably want to check the schedule somehow of the, did you say the Lowe's?
Yes, absolutely. The Lowe's Motor Speedway.
All right. So you should probably check that schedule before planning a trip here.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else except the NASCAR stuff going on around here?
Yeah. So when you are driving to this Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort, you'll notice that you're pretty much driving through suburbs. These little towns that we've mentioned, Cornelius, Davidson, Huntersville, Mooresville, they're all pretty much suburbs of Charlotte. They go up north along Interstate 77. So it doesn't sort of look exceptional or really, exciting. So much so that when we lived there, and we lived there for a little over 3 years, we never discovered Lake Norman State Park, which was a bummer because we found it while we were there, staying there last year in November, and it was an awesome park, and we had a great day hiking around the lake, and it would have been awesome to take advantage of that while we lived there. But anyways, Lake Norman State Park was beautiful. It has one main hiking path loop that you can take, and it takes you either inland through very wooded areas, and it also weaves around to get you close to the waterline. It was a beautiful day. We took both dogs, and we easily spent about 3 to 4 hours outside and enjoying the clean path. It was accessible. It was well marked. There weren't any amenities or facilities that we took advantage of during that day, but that state park has campground sites. So if Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort happens to be full, you might want to check out the state park. It also has water access with specifically for swimming. So you can go and hang out on the shoreline with your kids and play in the water. There's a lot to do at the state park, and we highly, highly recommend that you take a look into it and see if you can spend a day or two there.
All right. And what else are we going to do on our, now I'm thinking a week long vacation here. Right. So what else am I going to do?
I'm going to keep you active. And one of the other unique things about this area is that there's a river called the Catawba River that comes off of Lake Norman. And on that river, I think it was in around 2006, the U.S. National Whitewater Center was built. And this is an area that is open not just for people training in whitewater rafting, but to the public. So you can go in to the National Whitewater Center, you can buy a day pass, and you can do whitewater activities, rafting. You can do flatwater activities on some of the more still water, so stand-up paddleboarding, you name it. You can even do a slalom course. They have non-water activities as well. They have a canopy tour, zip lines. They even have a leadership school on campus. And this is just one of those very unique places that you can add to your outdoor experience while you're in the Lake Norman area.
Did you guys attend any leadership classes while you were there?
You know, I didn't, since that is my field. I try
I
to
know. Steer.
Oh, natural born.
All right.
And one last thing, once you've burned off all those calories, you know you're going to have to get those calories back somehow. So you can't have a campground review by the Vandy Vagabonds without a food recommendation, correct?
I look forward to it, you guys. I do.
I'll do the intro, but this is really Jeremy's corner. Lancaster's Barbecue was a place that we discovered pretty early on into us living in Cornelius. And it was a favorite go-to place that we like to eat at, but always took friends and family to. And the food was great and the experience was fantastic. So I'll let Jeremy talk a little bit more about it.
So Lancaster's Barbecue basically just brings people together. And let me explain. Jeremy and Stephanie, are you vinegar-based or tomato-based sauce people?
Vinegar.
Tomato.
Are you really?
I love both. Oh, you can get both here?
You would both be happy here.
It does bring people together.
Exactly. Alexandra is a vinegar-based. Yep. I'm a tomato-based. It must be a Jeremy thing. If you go with the ribs, they are tomato-based sauce and amazing. If you go with the pulled pork, it's going to be a vinegar-based sauce for you, traditional Carolina barbecue. Mm-hmm. And anything else you can imagine that would be in a really good Southeastern barbecue joint is here. Fried pickles, loaded fries, wings, you name it. And the other fun thing about Lancaster's, just to bring it all the way back to the identity of that area, is one of the locations is NASCAR themed. So yeah, you can go in, still continue your experience, see hoods of cars that have been signed by drivers and other paraphernalia all over the walls. Or if you go to their second location, it's more of a family-friendly, quicker service in-and-out place. So they've got not just sauces to suit everyone, but scenes to suit everyone.
How about the sides? I'm a big sides person.
Well, then you must love Hush Puppies.
I do.
I would start in with some Hush Puppies. And then you can't go wrong with everyone else's favorite United States vegetable, macaroni and cheese.
I love it.
You think the way I do.
All right.
You've just presented like the great unified theory of barbecue.
I really think that's what brings the world together.
There's some food scholar out there writing like a doctoral thesis on this place.
And Jeremy just summed it up in one sentence.
Well, we love themed trips. We've talked about that in the past. With kids especially, it just really gets them involved in a vacation and gets them interested. So I'm thinking, even if you knew nothing about NASCAR, which I know that most people in America do, it just sounds like this would be a really fun place to explore that as a theme on your RV trip.
Absolutely. And the last thing I'll add just on that theme is they have just opened the NASCAR Museum and Hall of Fame in downtown Charlotte. So what better way to cap it off than experiencing that collection of history right in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina.
All right. Our itinerary is set. Thank you guys
Thank you so much
for that wonderful review of Lake Norman Motor Coach Resort in Lake Norman, North Carolina. Loved hearing about the campground. Loved hearing about all the activities in the area. Where can our listeners hang out with you on social media?
You can follow us on our website, which is vandyvagabonds.com. And then we also have a presence on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And our handle and username on all of those is vandyvagabonds.
And now it's time for our 50 Progressive Adventures from Progressive Insurance. These are unique attractions that need to be seen but are off the beaten path. And of course, we bring you one from North Carolina this week. Next time you hit the Tar Heel State, unplug and get lost in the Secret Falls, part of the Nantahala National Forest. Leaning up against the Georgia border, the Secret Falls are a favorite among locals and are considered a buried scenic treasure that many don't know exist. Don't worry, though, you can find directions online. It takes about 20 minutes to reach the falls through the trails, but when you get there, you'll see why it's one of North Carolina's best-kept secrets. Adventure awaits with Progressive.
Thanks so much, guys. We really look forward to following your adventures into the spring and summer and into the next fall.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We love sharing our experiences with you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll see you at the campground.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.